Good morning. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF. Every Sunday morning at this time, sure as the mail.
Sure as tomatoes at this time of the year.
The sunrise. I was going for more grand things.
Oh, sorry.
But tomatoes are okay. what happens is our veggie chef comes a-calling with some brand new creation from the Vegetarian Kitchen. And Andrea Mattioni-Willis is here now to share a real abomination of gazpacho, is what she tells me. This is because your husband doesn't like green peppers?
Well, that actually has something to do with it, with my experimenting with it, kind of trying to make green peppers disappear. Because I have the bounty of summer keeps pouring out of my in-law's awesome garden. I personally love green peppers. We've been getting a lot of those with beautiful tomatoes. And, you know, my husband claims he hates green peppers, but I found that he'll eat them if I roast them with olive oil and put sea salt and lime on them when they come out.
In other words, if you hide them.
Right.
Mask them. Yes.
But I love them. And then also plain old raw green peppers also disappear nicely into this week's recipe, which I'm calling the no-no gazpacho, which is so named because any self-respecting person who knows how to make a traditional gazpacho would just shake their head at what I did with this.
But you not being a self-respecting...
I'm not. I'll do what I can to make it taste good.
Take it away, Andrea.
And I did use some of the expected ingredients, but made, as the name implies, a few unorthodox changes. The result is a summery-tasting cold soup with a hint of sweet tartness. So to make the no-no gazpacho, which serves makes eight servings, you'll need, of course, tomatoes, green peppers, red onion, fresh flat-leaf parsley, including the stems. You can use the stems because they have flavor, and we're throwing this in the food processor anyway. A Granny Smith apple. That is the mystery ingredient that gives it the hint of tart sweetness. We've got some garlic, some olive oil, some balsamic vinegar, ground cumin, which regular listeners know I pretty much put on everything and in everything, except my cereal, and cayenne pepper, salt, and then some avocado, which is an optional topping, garnish, whatever. And you'll start by setting aside a small portion of the tomato, green pepper, and onion. The rest of it you'll process in a food processor or in a blender until everything is smooth. Then you're going to take those set-aside vegetables and process very briefly so that a few large chunks remain. And then you're going to chill it for at least 4 hours. More is better. I tell you, I had the last of it 4 days after making it, and it was the most awesome at that point. And then you'll serve with the parsley garnish and with the avocado if you so choose, and enjoy. And of course, we'll have the details of the recipe on WVTF's Facebook page, on WVTF.org. And people can always email me as well with questions at WVTFveggie@gmail.com.
There are a lot of tastes in that recipe.
They really are. It's almost like every bite was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was eating it, you know, last night, I was, you know, biting into a huge chunk of onion at one point and then a huge chunk of tomato. But then the most of it is blended really nicely. So, yeah, every bite's a little different. It's pretty good, I think.
Well, let's try it and see how that comes out. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great week.